Good morning. Yes, God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. And we read Psalm 1. Book of Psalms. And we read Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We read in verse 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Speak here about with whom we walk and sit and also associate. Nowadays, it's not only with whom you walk and sit and also associate. There are other things that you need to be careful. TV and media and also the mobiles. It had taken much time of the people's lives. In verse 2, speak about the Bible. That, but he meditate. I am sure for the last years, the people had decreased their time reading the Word of God, and they spent more time on the media, on the Facebook, on the friends, on the news. And, you know, these things, you may not be aware, but it will take all of your minds and your thoughts and would disturb you. This message not only for us here, but everywhere. Mobiles and the media are for work and for communications and not for entertainment and moving from here with your mind. But you are not aware. The blessing of God is moving away from you. Let's come to God. Let's pray. Let's be in His presence. Let's come back to His Word. The same meditate on it day and night. How many of us we are reading the Bible daily? How many of us we are, when we have time, we read it. What's going on? When we have time, we go to the media and check what's going on. And we forget. These medias cannot give us a blessing, but the blessing only from God. And in His Word, the secrets of His blessing in His Word, in His ways. I believe when we give time to read the Word, God will speak to us in a more clear way. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your Word that remind us. Remind your church and even remind me, oh God, that we need to sit more with your Word and search things in your Word, because in them is life and blessings and prosperity and joy and peace. And the secrets of yours will be revealed to us, oh God. Thank you for your word, that in them there is life and there are ways of yours that we can follow. Let us ask God forgiveness for our sins now. God, convict us, convince us, make every one of us be transformed, taking a decision to follow you wholeheartedly. Help us, O God, to bear the pressure of this life and help us not to sin of whatever reason that's going on around us. Give self-control to your people and to your church. And as we confess and renounce these sins, Lord, cleanse us and purify us. Hear our prayer, O God, and we give you our burden now and what we need in our life. You give us, O Lord. Let us ask God what we need. Let us thank him. Let us thank him if we have all that we need. Thank you, Lord, because you are a God who answers our prayer. And we trust you, God, that what we ask from you today, you have given us. As we pray for our families, I pray, Lord, that every family in order, pray for each man to be firm, O God, to follow you wholeheartedly, and to put his house in order, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for your blessing and guidance upon each and every family, Lord, that your will be done, O God. We pray whatever temptation on the way, we come against it, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You have a great plan for each and every family, Lord. As we have read in your word, the family of Abraham, the family of Noah, these families who had persevered to do the great work of yours. Oh God, even the family of Joseph and Mary, the family of Zechariah and also Elizabeth, they have done great things for you, Lord. Help us, help each and every family to persevere, to do the work of yours faithfully, to fulfill your plan. Help us, oh God, to persevere, to discipline our kids and lead them in the way that you need them to go, O God. Lord, you call us accountable. Strengthen us and give us perseverance to do everything according to your will. Yes, O God. As we pray for the places that we are working, Lord, thank you for these jobs that you provide for us. Prosper these places so your people will prosper. Protect us, give us favor. Whatever documents and things that need for settlements and residencies, provide, O God. Lord, have mercy on us and your church. We don't deserve, but we appeal for your goodness and for your mercy unto us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on each and every family. those are struggling with finances, with documentations, with lack of job and income, you help, oh God. Provide, Lord. We pray, oh Lord, that you lead us to solutions as we seek you, as we repent, as we turn away from our wicked ways, acknowledging you, Lord and Savior, and the leader to lead us into the right way, oh God. We pray, Lord, that our life would be light to others, and we will bring your word, your light, to the end of the earth, O Lord. Let's pray for the places that we came from. God wants us to preach his word to them. Here we are, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Send me, O God. Make peace in these places and prepare the heart of your people to receive your word. We pray, O Lord, for this place, this land that you have placed us. And in other places that our also our brethren and other congregations of the church and family and also members are located. Bless this land, UAE, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, and America, Lord. And also the nation of Malawi and Sierra Leone, we pray for favor upon us in these places that you have placed us, O God. Lord, have mercy on your church. Provide, O God. And we pray that for the salvation of those in the government of these countries, we pray for peace in these places so that we can prosper. Bless these countries and nations so we too will prosper, O God. We pray also, Lord, that we will evangelize. We will preach your word. We will have a burden for the lost to evangelize and to make disciples in the places that you locate us. We pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the church to grow. I pray, O God, that you will bring more souls into repentance, and more people to get water baptized. In the name of Jesus, I pray for more people to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Those among us, O God, who have not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost, fill them, Lord, right now, we pray. And refill us once again, that we will move forward, O God, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord, we need the Holy Spirit, O God. We need you more of our life. Have us more, O Lord, consume us with your Holy Spirit. Let us move, O Lord, with your direction. I pray for gifts of evangelism, healing, gift of faith, message of knowledge, message of wisdom, gift of teaching, pastoring, encouraging, leadership, giving, exhorting. We pray. For whatever gift we lack, we ask you, Lord, to give us. Oh, Lord, even you know what we need, oh, Lord, as a church. Provide for us, oh, God. Provide for all the workers, the members, the church leaders, the head of the families, even to the each and every one, Lord, individuals, they have certain needs to serve you. Provide these needs, O God. We trust you, Lord, that you will lack no good things as we seek you. And we pray also, Lord, for the worship today. Anoint us, anoint each and every one of us to work as your body. Anoint the song that we are going to sing. Anoint our prayers. Accept our sacrifices. Accept our also giving. Accept also, Lord, all our repentance and returning back to you and our decisions to commit our life to save you, Lord. Oh Lord, I pray also, I know the message that you give us. I know it also, this recording, I pray, you anointed to reach the places, O God, that you wanted to reach, bring light in the name of Jesus as your word and your message will reach. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is none like you.
Salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your death on the cross to save sinners like us and to bring us into your presence. We thank you, O God. Continue to work on our life. Comfort those having burden. Solve problems, O Lord. Speak. And as we worship you and as we serve you and as we shout your praise and give you glory and honor in our praises and our decision in what we commit our life to, Lord, based on what you believe and faith in you, Lord. Do miracles and wonders, O God. Set people free from, Lord, bondages, work of devil. Open doors for us, O God. I pray also, Lord, that fight the enemies and give us victories, O Lord. And we trust you, Lord, as we praise you and worship you, we will receive a harvest of your blessings in our life. In this name, I will come with an open heart. Yes, O God, continue to open the eyes of your people as you open the eyes of the prophet Isaiah, and he was able to see what is going on around him. Help us, O God, and open our eyes with your word. Help us to search in your word to find the truth of your will in our lives.
Yeah.
that we spend in your presence, worshiping you. Thank you for the comfort we receive, the assurance that we receive from you, O God, the clarity of mind, and the assurance that we receive from the Holy Spirit that we need to continue to save you, continue to do your work and your will, O God. We do pray, even the rest of our worship, anoint the message, and anoint your word. And as we sit in your presence, speak to us and guide us and direct us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offering and our first fruit. And whatever we had decided to give to the Lord, let's give to Him what's due for Him. Lord, we thank you for all what you give us. Thank you for our jobs. We thank you, Lord, for what you provide for us. And here we are, O God. We bring to you part of what we had received from you. O Lord, we pray that you open the windows of heaven and bless your people. And rebuke the devourer, the pestilence, the fines, the penalties, the sicknesses, and all the things that may come, the high bills, the extortion, rebuke it, and stealing, and the corruption and the abuse that may extend toward us, toward each and every family, toward your church. Rebuke all these things as you had promised. Don't allow the fruit in the vine to cast down, and Lord, let everyone know that we are blessed by you. And we pray also, Lord, that you multiply this small amount, O God, I pray that give wisdom to those who will be responsible on this money to spend it in the according of your will and your plan. We thank you, God, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Continue to speak about the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. Here the Lord, after he spoke to his disciple the style of life that they need to live for, and after he had commissioned them that they need to be the salt of the earth, we will read today verse 14 to verse 16. Matthew 5, verse 14-16. He told them, you are the light of the earth. You are the light of the world. A city is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you, magnify you, we adore you. Come before in the name of Jesus. Anoint your word, anoint my lips, and put verses and statement to let your people understand your will. I pray that this message will motivate us further and to do the things that you want us to do. O God, we pray for people to commit their life, to live for you, to give up their own ways, to understand the scriptures and to apply them in their life. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We speak today about the light. The first things when the Lord created heaven and earth, as we can read that in the book of Genesis, chapter 1,
and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How God created heaven and earth? With what He started to create. And the earth was without form, and void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. When the Lord started to create the situation of the heaven and earth, the situation of the earth was without form, void, darkness, havoc, chaos, there's nothing good there. And the first things that God thought to do is to give light, because light is needed to see what can be done next. And He separated between light and darkness. We need light to see what is going on. If there's no light, we cannot see exactly what is the situation. Many professions and jobs depend on what they see, then they can decide what they need to do. Further, the Lord to emphasize the importance of light in the life of the people. We can read in verse 14 to 19. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, onward to verse 19. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So here, more emphasis on the fourth day, God created the sun to govern the day, and the moon and the star to govern the night, as a source for light for the people, so that they can see. It's very important that a human being has eyes. But the eyes will not function if there's no light. The light is so important, because if there's no light, you cannot also see. So God created light so that people can discern what is going on around them, the direction, where they need and how they need to move. And also we can read in the book of Luke the importance of the light to search. Book of Luke and chapter 15. The woman who was looking for her lost coin. She has eyes, she has strength, but let us see how she searched for it. Luke 15, verse 8 to 10. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she has found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Here, this woman, in this parable, he was looking for the silver. She needs to light a candle. And candle is a source of light. At the time of Jesus, they were using candle because there are some areas the light of the day or the light of the night cannot reach it. So we need to light candle in the house, and maybe the candle need to move so that darkness to be dispelled, so that she can see what she had lost. And people in this world, they need eyes, we need light to see. But besides of the visual things that we can see with our eyes, there are things that cannot be seen. There are things unseen and unknown that it needs another light to lighten the mind and the thought of the people to know what is going on. And Jesus say in book of John chapter 8, John chapter 8 and verse 12. John 8 and verse 12. You need to understand when he told them, you are the light of the earth. We understood what is the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. John 8 and 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus is the light of the world, the light that through that light we can see what our eyes cannot see. And he said that we who follow him, those who follow Christ, those who will be moving with Christ and after and where Christ is moving, they have the light. So now, as we follow Christ, we will have the light. How about if we don't follow Christ? And we are not persevering to follow him, we will not have light. And he spoke to his disciple in Matthew, and he told them, you are the light of the earth. So we have the light. We have the Lord, and we have him in our life. And since we have the light, we need to give it to the world around us. In Psalm Chapter 119. Psalm 119 and verse 105. We have sung this song today. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is the lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. So here when you say, I am the light of the world, who follow me will be in the light and will not have darkness, that you will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light that Jesus speaks here is his word in our life. The Word of God is a lamp, and the word of God is the light. Thy word is the lamp unto my feet. When they walk, at that time they don't have torch in the night. They have some lamp, candle, whatever, that some set up that when they move, they carry it with them. They can see ahead of them. And that is where, what he mentioned here in Psalm 119, thy word, the word of God. And when we follow Christ, we have his word. And this word, when we receive it, this is not only for us. But he say, you are the light of the world. We understand now our responsibility before God, that we need to give this light to the people who are around us and to the people who are far away. He say, you are the light. You are the light of the world. Now, one of the first difficulties that we will face when we start to give the word of God, when we start to give the light, that the people lack the word of God. People cannot accept that they have a blindness and they are living in darkness. The word of God will be directed them to see the truth and the reality. That's why we have the scriptures. Wherever we go and move, whether physically moving or we are moving from issue to issue, topic to topic, problem from problem to problem, we have the word of God that will help us to see what we need to do and we need to show it to others. And that's our responsibility. That is our accountability. We need to tell the people everything. Who created the world? How it was created? We need to tell them about the Creator, about God who created them. Yeah, we need to tell all these things. We are dealing with the blind people. And we need also to tell the life after death, that thing that they cannot see. We show them that from the scriptures. And that's the intent, that we need to speak to them the word of God. We need to show them the way for eternal life and how they will follow Jesus and the style of life that Jesus wants them to live. He said to them, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Who is this city? What he mean, Jesus here with the city, he was preaching in the city of Nazareth, it was on hill, maybe that's what he mean, or other city, like city of Capernaum, it was on high. But the more accurate we can say that, he was speaking to his disciples, to his followers, those who follow him, and that's where the church, being together, is like a city that is on a hill. Something obvious can be hid. And hear the meaning here, that we really need to be diligent in spreading his word. That is where the church will be responsible to give the word of God. And through the word of God, that the church is giving, that how the people will discover what is the truth. The church and the disciples, they need to work together. Unity with one mind, one mission to spread his word. What is the light here? We understand? It is not idols. It is not flatteries. It is not other agendas we need to spread. We need to agree upon the word of God that we receive from God, from Jesus, that is in the scriptures, and we need to spread it. We need not only we speak the word, we need to speak also about the doctrine, the life, the style of life that the scriptures speak and God wants us to live. He said, cannot be hid. It have to be known. It have to hit the area of darkness. You are the light of the world, not only to the disciple in that area in Galilee or in Samaria or in Judea, but all over the world, the light should be spread. We are accountable before God. Even people hate us. People persecute us. That should not hinder us from saying all over again the word of God. We should not be hindered by fear. Once we receive it, once we receive the word of God, we are accountable to spread it. He say, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. Candle, we spoke about it. That's the time that they were using candle. Put it under the bushel. Bushel is 1.5 gallon of something. It means that when you light, when let the light in a candle, let nothing hinder that light. Nothing to let this light to go away. It have to be shine. It have to be obvious. Even people, they may get upset, but you need to say the word of God. Because that is the light that will help them to see the truth of what is going on around them and what is ahead of them and what is the life after death and the unseen things, the eternity. They cannot see it with their eyes, but they can see it with the light that comes from God's word and the scriptures. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. You know, in the parable of the talents, the wicked and slothful servant, the lazy servant, was not willing to take the word of, was not willing to use the talent that God gave. He go and hid it. When we receive the word of God, that is not only for us. We should not be selfish. When you don't preach, you don't teach, you don't give the word of God when you are causing, when you have opportunity and when you are not doing your best to give the word of God, that's where the wickedness is. You know, certain time we are keeping our mouth closed. We don't speak. We must value what we have received from God. Maybe what you know from God's word, maybe of no value to you. But that's very valuable to the people who are around you. Very valuable to people who does not know the truth. And you know it and you are just keeping quiet. The people around you are in darkness because you are keeping your mouth shut. And that displeases unto God. And we'll be judged for this. Before the Lord start, he told them from verse 3 to verse 12, the style of life that he would expect them to live. And we have discussed that. Then he told them, you are the salt of the earth. How you will live your life in the midst of these people, how you have to be. And we discuss that. And now you are the light. You need to spread this word. I'll tell you something. When we sleep in the night, how many of you close the light when you sleep? And sometimes you can't sleep with the light, right? Some people, they don't sleep with the light. You know, sometimes we have the word of God too much. We are already overfed. Yes, you are overfed, but there are around you people who are very hungry, who have no light at all. Sometimes People, when I preach, oh, we hear that. Yes, because you are overfed. And when you are overfed, you start to kick. But there are many people. The message here is not only for the people who are here. This message will go to far, far other places. And there are people who are in darkness. And there are many people around you who are not aware, are in darkness. And God wants you to bring that light unto them. The light will be cleared with the scriptures. You see here, yes, we need to live the style of life that God wants us. But that's not enough. The details of why we live this life come from the scriptures. I have reason to tell everything I do based on the scriptures. And that is the light that I bring to other people. We are accountable. Once you receive the word of God and you want to follow Christ, the mission and the commission that God give you is to spread His word to the people around you. He say, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Here, when they put in the house, everyone in the house, to the whole house, to the whole household, to the whole church. So we need to be very creative how the word of God will be reached to each and everyone. And we need also certain time, we need to direct that to certain things, to certain scriptures, certain teaching, so that darkness in that area, it will be illuminated. We will be no accountable if we will not give the word of God in that particular topic or matter. He said the whole church, the holy brethren, all over the world should be the word of God be preached, and the last should reach there. Candlestick. And they light the candle, they put in a candlestick, so that it will be fixed. We have the candle. We have the candle and we have the candlestick. And we need to care for the candle. The candle sometime, the light will go away, right? We have to light it again. We need also to care for ourselves. Why we read the Bible daily? Not only to be fed ourselves, to be comforted, to be counseled, but that we will give also God's word to those who are around us. Why the scriptures to be read to public so that light will be to others? We need to search the scriptures. We need to find out the doctrine that God wants us to live. And we need to tell to others around us. The candlestick. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1. A city on hell cannot be hid. The church, the disciples, should be in unity to give the word of God. We should not hear the word of God. We have it. We have to give it away. We are the light of the world. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, we need to find out what is the candlestick. Verse 12 and verse 13. That's where the revelation of Jesus Christ that he received from God and give it to John, who was in the island of Patmos. He was in exile because of the word of Jesus, because he was giving the light. And he received a revelation that Jesus commissioned him to give to the churches. That's where here. The light here to be spread by disciples. Every disciple can be a candle. Every Sabbath give the word of God, and we need to work together as a church that you spread His word. In verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. This golden candlesticks, we can read about it in the Old Testament. That's where the light, when the priest will go to work in the holy place, there is a candlestick and have candles so that they have light. I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. That is Jesus Christ. He was in the mid of these seven candlesticks, and he described what he was wearing. And if we go down up to verse 20, we will see what are the meaning of this candlestick. And you should understand when he say you are the light of the world, and when he say also that neither do men light a candle, we should understand what is the candle when it's put on a candlestick. What is a candlestick? Verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, that is Jesus explaining, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Those are the workers of these churches. Those are the leaders of these churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Now here, when he said that the candle to be put on the candlestick, it means that the church should become the light for the world by giving the word of God, by giving the doctrine, by giving the teaching of God, by giving the light into every area that there's darkness and people are not following God in that aspect. We are accountable as a church, as a candlestick in the hand of Jesus. And if you read the book of Revelation chapter 2, we can, and 3, we will find out each and every church, each and every candlestick is behaving. And that's exactly what we come out, we will be coming out from what Jesus spoke in the here in his Sermon on the Mountain, how we respond to what we receive from God. Every church was living a life and spreading a word and teaching, but when we study it, we will find out how we should bring the light of Christ to the people around us. And let's go to Matthew. We'll be led and we'll be directed by the Holy Spirit to study these seven churches. We cannot leave this here unless we study how we as a church, how we should spread God's word. In the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the seven churches, the example of these churches, it can very well an accurate demonstration for us how to live our life for Him. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, He said, Let your light so shine before men. And that's here the point. What we receive from Christ, light, He is the light. We receive Christ, we receive His word, we follow Him. That what we receive from God's word, let be shine. We say it, we live it. Let your light so shine. It means that we have to put our maximum capacity, and that your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Here, what is the good works that God mean by this? Not only the style of life that we had mentioned in verse 3 to 12, but our perseverance in giving the word of God, in living the word of God. You see here, style of life, without giving it will not be effective to be a light. Yes, a salt, yes. And we are not only called to be salt of the earth, we are called also to be the light of the earth. The candle, the lamp will be moved from place to place, and that's what we work. We have as a church to move from place to place to let the light reach the men who are in darkness. They need to see our perseverance. They need to see our diligence in bringing His word. They need to see our consistency. They need to see our faithfulness. Even we are persecuted, abhorred, hurt, still we don't forfeit our responsibility to give the scriptures to the people who need it. And that is where the light. When there is no word of God, there is no light. And people live in darkness. People, they will forget. They will go back. We need to go back and speak to them all over again. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Which time they will start to glorify God the Father? When through the word of God they receive, they get regenerated. Their mind will be enlightened with the scriptures. When they will repent, they will get sanctified. They will start to experience the blessing of God. They can start to experience the light of God in their life. And when that will happen, people would appreciate what God had done to them and would appreciate the work of God that they had received through your life, that God had brought His word to them through you. He say, let your light shine, so shine before men. We need to continue to serve God, to bring His light, His word. I believe now, in spite of all the temptations of the media, the decay in the moral code, the temptation of power and technology and the things that is expelled continually from hell to deceive people, in spite of all that, God called us as a church today. Every one of us, every disciple, every follower, every candle, we need to work together to continue to spread His word. We are accountable before Him. Let's all stand. Yes, O God, thank you for your word to us today. Help us, O God, to persevere. Help us, Lord, to trust you. Help us, O God. Help my brothers and my sisters, Lord, who receive this word of yours, to rise up and save you, especially those who know your word, O God. And for whatever reason, their candle had gone out. I pray you wake them up to light the candle, to put on a candlestick, to work as a church united, to spread your word, O God. As you Command us here. Let your light so shine for me. We pray, O God, for revival in the preaching, in evangelism. We pray for more Bible studies, O God. Those who have the gifts of teaching, I pray, O God, Lord, they will move on, teaching many souls who are lost because of no light. Help us, O God, to persevere. Yes, O God, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God, I commit myself, O Lord. I commit myself, O God. Tell him, Lord, I commit myself to bring your word. As I learned today, that I am the light of the world. Just because you say you are the light, Lord, I commit myself to follow you and to bring your word to the rest of the world who are living in darkness, to the brethren, to the church, to those who have not known the truth in full, to those who lack it, I commit myself to do that in Jesus' name. Light, O God, and let your people be light to others. God, bless us, enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
light and the light of the glory.